Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. Psychic and mediumistic readings, should they be separate? Should they be combined? Here's my belief on this. First of all, I'm going to be very honest here. I think that when we go to sit with a client, nothing in our minds should be focused on one or the other, psychic or mediumistic. We're not here to decide that. I feel like spirit and the client's soul decides. Those two factors right there, not the client's conscious mind, the client's soul, and then their spirit people decide how the session is going to go. I believe that we can start psychic and go mediumistic, and then we can start mediumistically and go psychic, and that they're not necessarily separate. I think they should be combined, and I think there should be a natural ebb and flow. I think when we open up to working this way, we set up a space for spirit and the client's soul to bring forward to the client's conscious mind the best information possible, the best information for the client that they need to hear in the moment to help evolve them, because that's what it's all about. So if you're a sensitive working out there who has only psychic or only mediumistic sessions set up, sure, I think that that can work to a certain point, but I urge you to consider scratching those words, yes, psychic and medium, from your service listing, from your vocabulary, because I don't think they're needed. In fact, I think the psychic and then the medium word hinder us. I think these are human created words that want to label and understand energetic reading. And I don't think they're needed. In fact, I think they do more harm than good. You know, how many of you have sat with a client and you start out talking about their life, bringing up things they've been through to help them in the to bring up understanding to help them in their current situation? And then you want to keep going on that route, but then all of a sudden you start getting no's. Well, if you were to ask the client at that point, okay, I know I'm getting these certain situations in your life, these characteristics, these pieces of evidence about you, but I know I'm getting no, would you understand this to be in reference to a person in the spirit world? And I bet you anything that client would say yes, because what's happening is you're wanting to force a psychic session, but yet spirit is trying to come through. And then it can be flipped. Sometimes we just want to work with spirit, and all of a sudden, spirit people shift the conversation to the client's life, and the spirit person is no longer describing their life, but they're talking about their client's life, which they love to do, by the way. And the client is saying, no. You think you're getting evidence about the spirit person's life, but they're starting to talk about your client's life. And if you were to go back and ask the client, well, okay, would you understand the serving in World War II, not necessarily to describe your loved one in spirit, but would you have a grandfather alive who did that? They would probably say, well, yes. Okay, well, the spirit person now wants to talk about this person who served in World War II, who is now alive, that's very close to you, and yada, yada, yada. You know, this is why we don't need to wrap our, this is why we don't need to, oh my gosh, rack our brains at labeling what we're receiving as psychic versus mediumistic, because it's all the same thing. You know, spirit people come in, they want to talk about the client's life. And then sometimes we all, first of all, spirit people are always around clients, whether you open up mediumistically or not, or they take the mic or don't. They are always there. When the medium sensitive turns on, the client's people are always there. You're always going to feel them. Now, whether or not they take the mic and speak about their own lives or the client's life, you don't control that. And it's when you do want to control that, that we get the no's and things go very wrong in sessions. But they're always there supporting the client. And sometimes then the client's soul just fills you in on info, but you're aware of spirit. Sometimes spirit people want to talk about the client always. You know, sometimes spirit people just want to talk about themselves. You get what you get based on what the client needs to hear and what's best to come forward to help the client in that time, during that time of their life. And you have to open up to all these different angles working when you open up to receive from energy, from the energy of the client's soul or the spirit people. You have to open up to all these ways and let them ebb and flow naturally, to allow the best info to come forward for the client. And you don't need to be worrying about, was that psychic? Was that from spirit? Was it not? I don't think it serves any purpose. And I don't think we were ever meant to dissect and control any of this and understand where it came from. Because the why you're getting what you get and how is all decided by spirit and the client's soul. That's nothing that the medium needs to worry about. So how does this look in sessions? Well, it looks like you greeting the client, you relaxing the client, maybe a quick meditation, opening up the space together, say a prayer, don't, whatever you do. But then once you start to expand up and out and into the energy, you start receiving and you don't worry about, am I leaning into the client? Should I put my focus on the client? Who is this in spirit, male or female, that I'm sensing? You know, we're wanting to understand where the energy comes from and say, this is right and this is wrong with those first receivings. And all that does is hinder. Well, it puts pressure on us. It puts fear. It instills fear in us to get it right or to understand. And none of that's necessary. When you turn on, which means go within, be calm, expand up and out. When you start receiving, you start speaking. You know, you're going to get it from spirit or the soul, and it's going to be the good stuff. And you don't need to understand where that's coming from. And when you release that fear and that control about psychic or mediumistic, the forward pull into client or the back reach to spirit, you know, when you let go of that, there is a natural, relaxed ebb and flow of energy that can happen. And that's where the conversation starts. The conversation starts in a relaxed space. Call it a natural blend. Call it the blend. I call it the relaxed space, where those first few pieces start trickling in when you're reading someone or working with the energy or opening up with a client. And you speak that, and it's okay for it to not make sense, okay? It is okay for it to just be, I mean, like in class today, oh my gosh, beautiful openings with these readings. You know, I had a client, I had a student, Mike, who opened up, and he just started describing a sister-like but friend relationship to a classmate's life and that they met in junior high school, and were super close, lived close, but then the friend moved away. He was not thinking, oh, I'm psychic in my client's life, or, oh, is there a spirit person here telling you this? He just went with what he was getting. And the most beautiful story unfolded that resonated so powerfully for his classmate he was reading for, who did have this friend who was moved away. They met in junior high, and she's like a sister to her. You know, I started out, no idea how I'm going to start. I knew I had a male spirit, though, wanting to speak, so I acknowledged him. He presented his beautiful, proud, white service uniform, white top, white pants. And he came in right away talking about his seriousness with service and work, but then the family, she, you in the Zoom room would know him to be this real funny guy. And he was able to have both of these sides to his personality. And then in that moment, I felt him shift to talk about her life now. He didn't go on about a time in his life that was a certain memory. He wanted to take the conversation to my student's life right away, his granddaughter. And I let it ebb and flow. There was no stipulation of, wait a minute, he needs to tell me more about this. You know, wait, he needs to tell me more about this memory in his life, because that's the message. He didn't want to go there. He wanted to go right to his granddaughter, you know, my student in the Zoom room, her life. And we can feel these ebbs and flows. You call it psychic versus mediumistic. I call it ebb and flow of spirit talking versus client's life. Spirit talking about themselves versus spirit talking about the client's life. We need to take out the word psychic and mediumistic from our sessions. We need to say the ebb and flow of the soul and the loved one in spirit working together, talking about different things from the spirit person's life to the client's life, ebbing and flowing, coming in when they need to bring forth the areas the client needs to hear about to always help them evolve. And we don't need to worry which one is happening. We don't need to worry if we're with spirit or if we're going, you know, psychic and talking with the client soul. None of that matters. None of that matters. Somewhere along the line, somewhere along the way of course formation, mentors and tutors wanting to dissect and cut up what was happening with energy reading, there was established this standard of psychic versus medium mystic readings. And I just think we shoot ourselves in the feet too often and get too caught up in this and that, this or that, when none of these labels should have ever been created. They're not needed. So I urge you, the next time you go to read for a client, don't worry if you're starting psychic or mediumistic. Go within, expand out, and just go with what you're receiving. You may be having drop-ins from spirit about your client. You may just feel spirit and know the client's soul is giving you info. You may go full out, this is dad and he wants to talk about this time in his life. You never know. And you don't need to control it. Spirit decides all of that. Client soul decides all of that. It's a very natural, okay, let me as the sensitive be the speaker for my client and spirit and the client's soul. And let's see what we get today. You shouldn't be thinking about who's giving me this, where is that, because all of that will naturally surface when you forget those guidelines and stipulations. And I need to understand what's happening in the moment. Who's giving me this? What's going on? When you let go of all that, clarification comes as to where you're at, client, soul, or spirit, and who's being talked about. And I think that we need to go back to the natural rhythm of the energetic flow and not worry about who's holding the telephone when you answer as a medium, okay? I hope that gives you a new way to work, kind of just play around with it. Play around with it because, you know, it's all about evolving the client. That's what sessions are about. And sometimes the client's soul is best to give it, or the spirit person is. Doesn't matter. You don't need to understand where it comes from. That will rise up when you relax and just let that information flow. Let go of the reach in to psychic or the expand out to spirit. Let go of all of that. You know what to do. You know how to go within, relax, still the mind, expand and be aware. You know you'll receive. And you don't need to worry about anything else. So I hope that this gives you listeners a new way to work. And for those listeners that are not mediums or sensitives actively working, know that when you sit with a good sensitive, it should be an ebb and flow. There should be a little bit of the spirit person. There should be a little bit from your soul, your own life. I think there should always be both, to be honest. And I don't think it's ever a choice. It shouldn't be one or the other, and you should get both. So just a little food for thought, a little bit about how I work and how I work with my students. And if you ever want to develop, I have mentorship starting in July. I think we're maybe 6 or 7 weeks out, maybe. Join us. We have one opening on Wednesday mornings and then 3 openings for Thursday night. If you're interested, email me. I know I have at least a few interest in these last few spots. So if you want one, visit, just email jenniferfezio@gmail.com and I will give you the info on that. I hope this podcast helps you understand a little bit more about what we should receive and how we should receive, and, you know, what you should get and how you should get your receivings in a session. Okay. All right, much love, and we will talk to you later.